Welcome to the Soul Pathways podcast, where we embark on a journey of self-discovery, healing, and empowerment. I am your host, Alyssa Hatchard, writer, creator, consultant, career and mindset coach, and Reiki master teacher. I'm passionate about guiding others to embrace a life of passion and purpose. So join me today as we respond to the call for living a life aligned with our soul's purpose. The time has come to answer the whispers of your soul. Remember who you are and let your soul lead. Welcome back to the Soul Pathways podcast. Yay, I'm so happy you guys are here. This is a sacred space for self-discovery, healing, and empowerment. And today I'm going to guide you as we dive deep into the transformative energies of eclipse season. So please, with me, I want you to take a deep breath. And get ready, beautiful souls. Your life's about to get an upgrade. Your life is about to get an upgrade. Ooh, as we step into this transformative energy of April this year with the total, you know, solar eclipse, we really are embarking on a journey of profound shifts and new beginnings. And hear me out. Everything in spirituality and the spiritual world has some sort of meaning. There are no coincidences. Now, how unique is this? Eclipse season is overlapping with the astrological new year this year. And so we just know that this is going to be an especially powerful eclipse and really an energetic time, full of momentum. So watch out. Sit back and get ready. Now, I will recommend, if you haven't already, please listen to the previous episode before this, all about shadow work, because what we did in that episode really plays into what I'm going to be talking about today with the eclipse. So here's some insight, okay, into eclipse season. As we step into this cosmic kind of dance of light and the shadow self during eclipse season, it's really important to really understand the significance of eclipses themselves first. Before you can do the work, you need to know what are we talking about. So eclipses happen when the sun, the moon, and the earth align in such a precise way, right? And it casts this shadow, really blocking the light. These moments and events, this cosmic moment of an eclipse, this has really fascinated humanity for millennia. Our ancestors, this has been something that has just been very potent. It's been this symbol of transformation for people since forever ago. It's this time for renewal, and it's a gateway is really what it is. So let me explain. It is this cosmic gateway really marking periods of intense energy and change. And these periods, these eclipses, they come in two main forms. So a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse. Now, solar eclipses, I know this might be a lot, so just slow it down if you need to and go back. But solar eclipses, like the one that's coming up on April 8th, is a total solar eclipse, right? So this is when the moon passes between the earth and the sun and temporarily blocks the sun's light. So this really symbolizes as moments of darkness, you know, introspection. And then we see this emergence of new light and insight after that takes place. Now, on the other hand, we also have lunar eclipses, okay? And these happen when the earth comes between the sun and the moon and casts a shadow on the moon. So now the lunar eclipse really signifies endings, culminations, and internal changes really that invite us to release what no longer serves us and really embrace, you know, emotional healing for spiritual growth. Now, during eclipse season, during this whole time of both, you know, the solar and the lunar eclipse, the energies are just heightened and they're inviting us to really dive deep into our souls, our shadows, and embrace the power of an energy of of this celestial event. So many of you, many of us, myself included, we really might be just feeling this big mix of excitement, anticipation, maybe even some uncertainty, you know? So if leading up to this time and these dates, like especially what's coming up, if you felt a bit lost or like, you know, you just cannot see what's coming or you couldn't see what's coming, but you sense things are starting to shift, you are right. You are right on time. You are absolutely on time. This is exactly what's happening. So these feelings are valid. These feelings are normal and you are not alone. So I really want you to start to pay attention to signs, synchronicities that are happening specifically during eclipse season, during this time frame, because ultimately they hold really valuable messages, right? Messages from the cosmos, messages from the universe, whispers from the soul and to the soul. So I know it's a weird time, but I'm telling you, you need to embrace this dance of like light and shadow, because during this cosmic event, I'm telling you, there's going to be opportunity for personal and spiritual growth. Trust me. Okay. So I hope that gives you a little insight into what to expect, what it is, how you may be feeling right now, but we're going to go a little deeper. Okay. So first I want to say, you know, it's so interesting in my own life. Here's a personal reflection of really embracing this change that I feel coming. I actually recently shared with my partner how, you know, rapidly changes are unfolding in my own life. This month has just been one beautiful event after the other. And, you know, from packing up and moving during the eclipse next week, and really, I've spent all of prior to this season, I feel like I've spent time just navigating my deep shadow and doing some deep shadow work that I talked about in the previous episode. And it's funny, when I said to my partner, I was so excited because I was like, it's so interesting how things are changing and things are changing so quickly. And you know what he said to me, change is the only constant. Change is the only constant. And honestly, I got goosebumps because it just couldn't ring truer for like what's going on right now with the eclipse. And I felt like, you know, this is a testament to the transformative power of the eclipse. It really urges us to dive deep into ourselves and really embrace ultimately waves of change. So yeah, my journey prior to eclipse season and during now, it has been just a revelation. As I embrace change, all these new opportunities have just been flooding into my life. You know, we're seeing cosmic energies of the season seem to be just aligning with my intentions, really propelling me toward my dreams. I feel like it's just this unstoppable force and energy. It's like the universe is saying, now is your time to shine. And you might be feeling this too. You might feel like one thing's lining up one after the other and it's just been go, go, go in such a interesting, orchestrated, you know, and beautiful way. And so for me, like, yeah, through this process, I've been experiencing profound shifts, not only like externally in my external world, but really internally. So that deep shadow work that I talked about that I've been engaging in has really, you know, unveiled these hidden strengths, these talents, these wants, these needs, these knowings, really paving me to step into this season and step into my power. So I'm telling you, this eclipse season is going to act like a catalyst, you know, for you, because I'm seeing it in my own life. It's been this catalyst for personal and professional growth, really reminding me that transformation begins from within. And so the synchronicities, the blessings that have come my way, they are nothing short of magical, I'm telling you. I have been blessed with opportunities to share my journeys through magazine features, impactful interviews. I've had invitations to contribute my wisdom through writing. writing and joining others on their podcast. And just every experience has just reinforced the message of eclipse season. When we open ourselves to change and we trust the process and we do the work, that deep shadow work I talked about, the universe responds with abundance and joy. Mark my words. Trust me. So my story is just one of many during this potent time of cosmic alignment. And, you know, when we start to embrace this change, we can really celebrate this transformation unfolding within. And I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it all around me. I'm seeing it in my clients. I'm seeing it in my friends, you know, my partner. The universe really is trying to conspire in our favor right now. So go with the flow. Go with the flow. It could not be a better time to do that. Now, enough about me. I want to really focus on some lessons for you today, okay? So I'm going to give you three lessons. Now, the first lesson is all about the power of surrender and letting go. This kind of goes from what I was saying about letting things flow right now. It really is about surrender and really letting go. So during eclipse season, and you might want to write this down, this lesson, during this eclipse season, one of the biggest lessons is that we need to learn the power of surrendering and letting go. So as a coach and Reiki master and counselor, I often work with clients who are, you know, they're grappling with past traumas, limiting beliefs, fears, you know, that are holding them back from really living their fullest lives. And so what eclipse season does, this energy is really, it can provide people a powerful backdrop for releasing these inner barriers, okay, and embracing a mindset of surrender. So for instance, recently, I had a client who just carried this, you know, deep-seated self-doubt. And from doing some deep work, we started realizing that this is stemming from childhood experiences. And so through our coaching sessions aligned with the eclipse energies and the Pisces new moon that we had recently, my client started to learn the art of surrendering to what she couldn't control and letting go of the need for perfection. And this shift in mindset, what it did is it really allowed her to step into her authentic self and, you know, pursue things that she really wanted to be doing. She wasn't happy with what she was doing. And, you know, the self-doubt was deep-seated. So it just shifted her. It created this confidence and she started to manifest meaningful changes in her personal and professional life. So it's just an example of how right now I'm telling you, you need to tap into doing the work and really surrendering and letting go and learn how to release it and watch what the eclipse season brings for you. Now, the second lesson and something that you can do during this eclipse season is inner reflection and creating more self-awareness for yourself. So this lesson is that eclipse energy, you know, really signifies inner reflection. And so as a coach, I really guide clients to explore their inner landscape and really understand their core values. This is what I do at the beginning, is this is how we set up success for the whole rest of the journey together is that. So use this time. I want you to tap into that. And what happens when you really start to understand your core values, if it's writing them out or whatever it may be, you can start to align your actions more with your authentic self. So aligning with your values, and what eclipse season can do for you is it can just amplify this introspective journey. You might find yourself wanting to be alone, wanting to be a hermit. This can help prompt us to dive deep into our emotions, you know, our thoughts, our aspirations. And so recently, for example, a client of mine has been undergoing coaching sessions during this time. And it's just been, it seems like we've cracked open, you know, it's been this period of self-discovery. And so through, you know, reflective exercises and introspective practices, she's just gained clarity about her priorities and really has identified areas for personal growth. And so this heightened time has just, yeah, created the self-awareness that has empowered her to make intentional choices aligned with her values. Okay, now the next thing during eclipse season, a way to use the energy is embracing change and transformation. So again, write this down. If you're someone like me who just loves to write everything, I recommend writing this down. So eclipse season really underscores the transformative power for embracing change. It's, you know, as a coach, I witness, you know, firsthand just the incredible transformations that can occur when clients start to lean into the energy of eclipse instead of running away from it. So many people think eclipse season is like this scary time, not a good time to do work on yourself, not a good time to manifest, not a good time for charging your crystals. Listen, I am not, I don't really lean into that. I really see it as a positive effect. Instead of like leaning away, lean in, right? So going back to that, that, you know, surrender, let go, reflect, dive into self-awareness, embrace the change and transformation. I'm telling you, when you start to lean into the energy of eclipse, you can really catalyze positive shifts into your life. And I see these cosmic events like can, yeah, serve as catalysts for, you know, shedding old patterns, stepping out of comfort zones, embracing new possibilities or opportunities. Like, for instance, I have a client with me who also during eclipse season has just experienced, like leading up to this, has just experienced a pivotal career transition. And through our coaching sessions, we focused on goal setting, mindset shifts, and creating these action plans together. And what she did is she navigated fears of change and uncertainty, embraced this new career path. And it's just wild to me because I'm telling you that this would not, for this client, who totally allowed me to speak about this today, for her, this would not have taken place. I just really don't think, unless we had the amplification of the eclipse season coming. It just is so beautiful to see this alignment and shift with all my clients in different ways during this and leading up to this season. Like, it really, this is a testament to do what I'm saying and to work with the energy instead of run away, really run towards it and embrace it. So yeah, just to finish that up, like I said, she's navigated fears of change and uncertainty and really embraced this new career path. And this transformative like journey did not only, you know, revitalize her professional life, but also enhanced her overall well-being and sense of just fulfillment within herself, with her loved ones and her family. And I just, it's so beautiful, especially if you are also a coach or a healer or counselor, or some kind of client-centered business, you know how beautiful it is to see, you know, your clients move forward and transform and step into, you know, their most powerful selves. It really is just so beautiful. So seeing all this take place, like in my own life and in my clients and in my friends right now, it really is interesting, and it is a true testament of eclipse season. So, oh, yes, yes, yes. Now, what I want to do is I really want to move into a powerful visualization and a cleansing ritual, okay? Like, let's tap into this energy together. And you can listen to this now and come back to it if you want, anytime during this season. I really, really think this is powerful and potent, and I think you're going to want to. So I want to invite you, yeah, join me now in this transformative journey through a powerful visualization and cleansing ritual. This is really going to, yeah, align us with the expansive energy of the eclipse season. So please, if you are driving, I don't really recommend doing this. I recommend finding a comfortable space, you know, where you can sit, relax, and just not be disturbed. And I want you to close your eyes. I find it is so much more powerful when you do. And so let's do this. I want you to take a few deep breaths in and out. All right. And another one. Beautiful. Now, as you settle into this sacred space with me, I want you to begin to envision yourself cocooned in this radiant sphere of divine light, shimmering with, you know, bits of gold, silver, and violet. This light is your shield, and it's offering protection, guidance, and the pure essence of universal love. Now, with each inhale, I want you to take another deep breath in. And as you inhale, I want you to draw in the essence of clarity. Call in clarity to your third eye. I want you to allow it to just go into every cell of your being. I want you to start to feel your mind and your head becoming clear and sharp and tapping into the whispers of your soul's wisdom. I want you to rest here in this energy. See what's coming to mind. See what you may be getting clarity on. Whatever your first thought is, go with it. Run with that. And now, as you exhale, on the release, I want you to release any doubts, fears, limiting beliefs that are just no longer serving you. Let them dissolve into the light and allow them to transform into pure potentiality. Allow it. Let go. Surrender. Surrender. Now, if you feel ready, I want you to start to visualize a rain shower just cascading down upon you and your energy. Every droplet carrying this purifying essence of the cosmos. And start to feel the water cleanse your aura, washing away any stagnant energy, any old patterns or emotional debris. And with each drop, I want you to sense yourself becoming lighter, freer, and more aligned with your true essence. And as the rain, you'll start to see it subside. I want you to bask in the afterglow of this cleansing energy. Feel that. You might start to feel lighter, calmer, more relaxed. Feel the renewed sense of clarity, purpose, and empowerment coursing through your being. You are cleansed, you're refreshed, and you are ready to embrace the transformative journey that eclipse season offers. So I want you to trust the process, dear souls. Trust in the wisdom of the universe guiding your path. And embrace this moment of renewal and alignment. When you are ready, I want you to gently and slowly open your eyes and try to carry the energy of this ritual with you into the world, into the collective, to your friends, to your families, to your coworkers, to your loved ones. Take this energy with you. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for joining me in that. I am feeling so good. Now, as we finish up today's episode, I just want to express my gratitude for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and empowerment. And remember that eclipse season is a time of magic. transformation, and infinite possibilities. I want you to embrace the changes unfolding in your life. I want you to trust your inner wisdom and know that you are supported every step of the way. Now, if you are seeking guidance, support, or healing during this powerful time, I invite you to explore my services, whether it's an intuitive coaching, energy healing session, or, you know, spiritual guidance through readings and Akashic records. I am here to assist you on your soul's journey. So thank you for tuning in to the Soul Pathways podcast. Until next time, and may you walk in alignment with your truth and shine your light brightly in the world. Thank you.